The Regulatory Reform Forum, held at the Quad Graphics plant in Saratoga Springs, was just one in a series organized by the New York State Senate Majority Coalition, which consists of Senate Republicans and members of the Independent Democratic Conference. Capital District Republican Senator Kathy Marchione, who chairs the Senate's Administrative Regulations Review Commission, said that the state's 107 regulatory agencies issue a total of around 300 new regulations each year. End to end, Marchione said that's a lot of red tape.
All of those rules and regulations amount to an incredible 22 miles of state government red tape and truly pose a massive financial burden on our economy, our localities, and our taxpayers.
Senator Patrick Gallivan of Erie County is the Deputy Republican Conference Leader for Economic Development. He said that after gathering information and feedback from the forums, the Senate Majority Coalition hopes to identify and eliminate 1,000 state regulations.
You might think 1,000 is a lot, but when you put it in context of the 22 miles of regulations that we have, over 140,000 pages of regulations in the state, it's hard to count them all. But if you estimate them out, a reasonable estimate is around 750,000, 750,000 regulations that people have to contend with. And we want to do something about it.
Wednesday's forum focused on hospitality and tourism. Todd Shimkus, president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce, said that in his region, the main indicators show a strengthening and growing industry. But Shimkus did highlight a few concerns that were echoed throughout the forum, including the challenges businesses face in obtaining online forms and information. He also called for the New York State Department of Transportation and Amtrak to follow through on plans to accommodate bicycle riders on trains.
We have 10 million people in New York City and Montreal that would love to get on a bike, on a train with their bike, and come up to the upstate, whether it's to Saratoga or to Syracuse or to the Adirondacks, and they can't right now. We've got to make that happen. It shouldn't be this difficult. We shouldn't have to wait for the ideal. So whatever you can do to get DOT to be less restrictive, to be more of a partner, and whatever you can do to get Amtrak to also figure out how to make this happen, we would love to start this service by next spring.
Todd Garofano, president of the Saratoga Convention and Tourism Bureau, suggested improvements for nonprofits, museums, and other small organizations to access state economic development funding. The Cuomo administration has created the New York State Consolidated Funding Application to allow organizations to apply for multiple state funding sources. Garofano praised the CFA, but said organizations also need help obtaining and presenting cash up front for projects. Garofano suggested the creation of a revolving loan fund for organizations to access project money to be reimbursed.
Once a CFA is completed and, you know, they're awarded money, this is reimbursable money. They have to come up with the funds up front and then be reimbursed for those efforts. So it's very difficult for smaller organizations to fully understand that and then be able to participate.
Other ideas introduced at the forum included reviews of health and environmental regulations and updating the regulatory process for modernizing historic buildings. Reporting from the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.